Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 979. How do I make working out work for me? By Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, to hear a lot more blogs being narrated to you for free, check out all of our shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, what I love about the post I'm about to read to you is that it's super applicable to what we're experiencing right now with the whole coronavirus thing. If you're stuck at home, you can't go to the gym, and you're trying to find a way to get yourself into better shape using this time that you have to improve your health and wellness, well, Mark Fisher has some wonderful ideas for you. And so with that, let's jump right in and get to today's post as we optimize your life. How do I make working out work for me? By Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. In your apartment or on the road, you want to find a way to get your workout in. So what's the best way for you to get in your exercise and get enough sleep? Can you have it all? Let's find out. How do I find the time to work out when I'm already so busy and the rest of the time I'm tired? Now, there's a lot of debate about the best way to work out. At the end of the day, we can all agree that doing something is better than doing nothing. But for some of us, a crazy schedule makes even this a challenge. How do we find time to work out when our lives are already packed to the brim? Sometimes, we are able to squirrel away a bit of time, but find we're exhausted. We also know that recovery is a big part of the equation, and that rest matters too. So, what should one do when choosing between getting enough sleep and working out? These questions are related, but are distinct enough to warrant separate answers. The first piece is actually relatively simple, if not easy. We have to prioritize our workouts. Exactly how we do this will depend on one's life and demands. For instance, a busy career is a different challenge than having a newborn child. Ideally, we schedule in our workouts and treat it like we would any commitment. It's very easy to justify skipping a workout because of issues that seem more pressing. Unfortunately, over the long haul, this may catch up with us. Since I'm a fan of fitness pragmatism, hey, I just made that term up, but I like it. The solution may be accepting only 2 or 3 workouts a week. While it may not lead to the fastest possible fat loss results, this is plenty sufficient to capture most of the health benefits. While lifting weights is a great foundation for your training, you can definitely still see results by working out even once a week. If you supplement this with short, vigorous, full-body workouts once or twice a week, you'll be well on your way. Being tired, however, requires a bit more unpacking. Certainly, ensuring you're getting enough sleep in the first place is the first step. This may require more discipline about heading to bed earlier. Additionally, adopting a pre-bed ritual to help prep your body for bed will likely be important, like turning off electronics an hour before bed. If you're finding you're still too tired to effectively use the time available to exercise, consider seeing a specialist to address your sleep quality. Ideally, a regular workout regime should offer a return on your time investment. You should actually have more energy if you're training on a regular basis, which means getting more done with less time and in a better mood to boot. How do I stay fit while on the road? While in these current times, traveling is a bit limited, this is still a great question and one that we can relate to, especially when travel resumes. When I was an actor, I didn't do much in the way of traditional touring, and I actually found doing a regional theater production was a great way to really focus on my fitness goals because I didn't have the distractions of my regular life. In the recent past, I traveled a lot for work, so I'm finally able to relate to anyone who has to travel a lot because of their job. While it's definitely a bit tougher to stay on top of your fitness while on the road, it can be done. The key here is to make sure you're staying active. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. Based on your situation and how long you're staying in a location, you may be able to find a gym nearby that allows you to access as much equipment as you like. Alternatively, many hotels have at least decently equipped modest gyms for guests to use. And in a worst case scenario, if you're short on time, money, or just don't have any other options, don't underestimate just how effective a bodyweight workout can be. In addition to training, don't forget about two other important components, nutrition and sleep. Since we can't out-train our diet, don't be shy about asking for substitutions when dining out. Most restaurants will be able to serve you a big serving of protein and veggies upon request. And sleeping can be tough on the road for many of us. Consider downloading a white noise app to your phone and do your best to turn off the TV and computer at least an hour before going to sleep. By applying these strategies for training, eating, and sleeping, you'll be able to keep up with your health and hotness goals even when on the road. Why do I always seem to hurt myself when I start working out? It's not uncommon for people to get injured in the beginning of a new workout regime. Unfortunately, for some people, it's a pretty consistent challenge, particularly as they get older. So what gives? Are some people just prone to injury? Are some people just not cut out to work out? For many, the main culprit is not taking the time to learn good technique. Exercise is really a skill. Since many people don't move a whole lot in their day-to-day lives, most of us begin to get stiff and our muscles become deconditioned. When we dive deep into an exercise routine, we generally equate working hard with success, and working hard is a great thing. However, if we don't take the time to learn how to move in a way that lets us use our muscles versus other tissues like tendons and ligaments, we can wind up getting ouchies. Additionally, even if you have pretty good technique, if we go too hard right out of the gate when picking up a new exercise regime, sometimes it's too much for our body to handle. And keep in mind, this can happen even if you're already pretty fit but aren't used to a new type of exercise. So, to set yourself up for success when you start a new workout, always do less than you think you can do and go slow enough to learn the basics. At Mark Fisher Fitness, we spend a lot of time working on technique so we can learn to move well before we move often and move fast. While some soreness is to be expected, excessive soreness suggests we overdid it. And if you do find yourself with joint pain, shooting pain, pinching pain, or any other pain besides soreness in the muscle belly, it's important to have it looked at by a clinician, like a physical therapist. You just listened to the post titled, "How Do I Make Working Out Work for Me?" by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So often, from so many of my clients and patients, I would get asked something like, hey, I know I should exercise, but at the same time, I should listen to my body. That's what you tell me. And my body tells me I'm exhausted and I should rest. So what am I supposed to do? Okay, here's the deal. Just as Mark mentioned, we have to start by making at least one of these, sleep or exercise, a priority. So either you're going to focus on quality rest right now or activity. Note the key word I used, quality. Making more time to lay on the couch binging Netflix doesn't count as quality rest. Instead, making good sleep hygiene a priority so that you feel rested each day would be a better goal. But as Mark mentioned, if you want to get better sleep, sometimes you have to do the opposite first. You have to move more. What we've learned from research is that moving more throughout the day can actually help you fall asleep faster and sleep longer and sleep more deeply each night. So maybe the secret to feeling more rested is actually moving more. But here's the deal. The key is to start somewhere and commit to it. So whichever one you choose, better sleep quality or better sleep hygiene, or moving more, just be sure that you're committing to it and giving it an honest try. And during these times when gyms are closed and we're forced to be at home, I love bodyweight workouts. These are exercises where you don't need any special equipment. You just need a little space in your home and you could still get in a fantastic workout. So please don't let this coronavirus stay-at-home order affect you and your fitness goals. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.